We are speaking about the ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I trust, brothers and sisters, those of you who are Christians, you don't become weary at the length of this series. We have been thinking of many of these, and there are many, many more that probably I will not be dealing with that you could say, this also is a ministry of the Holy Spirit, or these also are ministries of the Holy Spirit. But I'm trying to just take a few of these and share them with you that you might understand clearly all that God has promised you in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. How wonderful it is to belong to the Lord Jesus, and how wonderful it is to share in the riches that Jesus promises us in His salvation. That it's not just going to heaven when we die, although that's wonderful in itself. The Bible speaks of this as our blessed hope, that when I have trusted the Lord Jesus alone as my Savior, I'm not depending upon anyone or anything else, I have the hope of heaven to come. And that when a person dies, the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. I don't need to pray for the Christian who dies. He doesn't need my prayer anymore. We don't ever pray for people who have died, because they don't need our prayer anymore. If they're lost in sin, they're hopeless. They'll never escape the judgment and the punishment of God. But if they're a Christian, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now we as Christians, however, have more than this. As wonderful as this is, we as Christians have more than just the hope of heaven, what the Bible again calls the blessed hope. We also have the ongoing help of God every day of our lives. There's not a day of my life that I'm ever absent, I'm ever apart from, I'm ever separated from, however you want to say it, from the help of God in my life. Now this help comes by the indwelling Holy Spirit. And today I want to read from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And these seem to be the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and these verses have this to say. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, as a sweet-smelling savor. Now it's this phrase, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Now this speaks of our relationship with other believers especially. Walk in love. Before, when we talked about the fruit of the Spirit, love was one of these. But now I want to apply this from this passage. This speaks of a walk of love. The fact that we're to walk in love, genuine, deep, sincere, Spirit-led love of other people. Now, many people have a superficial love, and I don't want to go into all the definitions of the word love or all of the applications that we could take of the word love, but many people have a superficial love of other people. They will simply say, yes, I love all of the brothers and sisters. I love the way they roll these words out. I love all of the brothers and sisters. But it's a very superficial love. It's not a love that's a sharing love, a caring love, a love that enters into the problems and the trials and the circumstances of other people. It's a very superficial love. And so this is a kind of a love that never really bothers them. It never really troubles them. It doesn't involve them deeply in the lives of other people. But Christian love is different. Christian love enters into the lives of people. We walk in love. We have constant love in our hearts. And I've met Christians like this, very spiritual Christians. According to the biblical definition of a spiritual Christian, they're very spiritual Christians, and they love, genuinely love, that is, they love other people. And this is what God wants for each of us. Our children in our homes need to feel love that we have for them, deep, deep love that we have for them. They need to witness it. They need to experience it. Our neighbors need to feel love, even unsaved people. We may say, well, that man doesn't want the Lord Jesus. He's rejected the truth. But does that mean I'm not to love him for Jesus' sake? No, I still love him for Jesus' sake. Even if he never accepts the truth, I will not stop loving him for Jesus' sake. And perhaps it may be that if today he's rejecting the truth, my love for him and my love for his family and love for his circumstances and needs and my desire to reach out to him will be the means of his salvation. Who knows? And what about other Christians, those who are struggling? I reach out to them in love. And that's what love is all about. Love is putting ourselves aside and reaching out to other people. So that's what this passage is saying, that we are to walk in love. This is to characterize our loves. Behold how he loved them. This was said of the Lord Jesus. He had a deep, of course, as a divine Son of God. He completely loved the world and he loved other people. And so people could say of the Lord Jesus in John 11, for instance, behold how he loved them. It was evident in his life. It came out through his life. And with Jesus as our example, we're to love other people in the same way. And so I would pray this for you, each of you brothers and sisters, that you might manifest love in your daily walk, a deep spiritual love. And again, this comes through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In ourselves, we will not have it because we're selfish by nature, but with him, we can develop a sincere love for others.